A lot of what the city manager does is dictated by the city council, of course. But that said, how do you see yourself as city manager shaping the way the city runs?
We are the implementers, and there are lots of different ways to implement almost any initiative and to address any problem. And so as the city manager and the leader of this organization, I will help set the tone for how we go about implementing those initiatives and those policies. And working with my leadership team and with department heads with the staff to bring forward to the mayor and the council any additional ideas that we have for either addressing the issues that they've already identified or bringing new issues to their attention.
Are there any new issues right in the forefront that you imagine bringing up?
No, I think probably the primary issues are on the table now of the sales tax repeal is certainly one of them, the environment, the criminal justice system. This is a year that is a long session in the State General Assembly, and so in those years, the City Council and the mayor all spend a fair amount of time talking about issues and ways to make Charlotte stronger and better. And so I think that gets the issues on the table. I don't see anything right now that I would bring forward in the summer or maybe in the fall other than the issues that are pretty well defined on the table now.
What about over the next decade? How do you see the city changing?
Growth management would be one of the longer term things that I would be bringing to the table and working with the mayor and council, because you know, Charlotte has seen tremendous growth and will continue to see tremendous growth. We have to make sure that we can do everything in our power to make sure it's sustainable growth over the long term for Charlotte and for the citizens that live here. And so that's going to be one of the issues that I will spend a lot of time internally on and work externally with the mayor and the council and the community to make sure that growth management stays on the forefront, because there are a lot of different ways we can do it. And strong neighborhoods is a vital component of that, and that has different approaches to it in various people's minds. And so we need to figure out the best way to address neighborhoods and our business corridors and the environment. All of those things will help shape how Charlotte grows.
You've been involved in some controversial projects, such as the Bobcats Arena and the recent land swap bringing minor league baseball to uptown and the two new parks. Do you foresee any other major projects on the horizon, controversial or not?
Controversial, you just never know. But I actually do not see any on the immediate horizon, because most of the things that we've talked about over the last several years have gotten onto the table, the NASCAR Hall of Fame, the arena, the Whitewater Park, the cultural facilities. And so I think those types of projects we probably have on the drawing board now what we're going to have for a while. So I would never say never, but I would say I don't see anything like that immediately on the horizon.
And over your 20 years with the city, what have been some of the things you think are your greatest accomplishments?
I will always be really proud of my time in the budget office. And I know that a lot of people listening would think that's not very exciting, but it really is, because the community and the city of Charlotte have grown and changed so incredibly. And that is reflected through service delivery. It's an indicator of how our tax value has grown. And so that to me kind of symbolizes the change that I've seen. And so I'm really proud of the time that I spent in budget, and really of the city's financial integrity that we have always had, and I think we always will have. And so the special projects that you mentioned, you know, some of them have been controversial, but I think we did them and completed them in the most advantageous way to the city of Charlotte that we could. None of those things did I remotely do by myself.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Walton.
Certainly. Thank you very much.